sword of omens. Give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of Tooncast coming this week.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Optimus Solo, what are you doing here?
I'm always here.
Yes, yes. In the background.
Yes, just now I was talking.
Yes, yes. This is Tooncast, and this is going to be a clip that plays in front of Tooncast episode 293 to 299, because apparently you've created a third personality or a second personality for yourself. You're just now another 80s geek or something like that.
There's this guy I know. He's called Just Another 80s Geek, and he's got this video thing that he does on the YouTubes and things like that. So, yeah, it's called Geek Showcase. It's a chance to highlight all things geeky in a video form, so branching out from just audio. So this will be a chance for you to see all kinds of geeky things, whether they be toys, whether it be just graphics on the screen with top 10 lists and things of that nature, opening packs of cards, going through geeky memorabilia, knickknacks, paddywhacks, give a dog bones, anything like that. So yes, you should check out the YouTube channel Geek Showcase, but to give you guys kind of a feel for what kind of stuff goes there, minus the visual part, we're also giving it to you in audio form right here on Tooncast and podcast.
That's right. So if you hear Kevin say something like, you can see this on the screen, it's because this was originally a video where he would put up his diagram of his ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineup. And you are starting, this is why we're starting in episode 293 to 299, because those are the next episodes I had available. And you're starting with 1983 all the way up to 1989 and going through basically your ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineup.
Yeah, basically I've seen a lot of people post stuff on social media over the years, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, and they always have like, ooh, the best cartoon lineup, or this lineup versus this lineup, or they do drafts or they do different things. So I thought I was going to do my take on that basically. So I've created a list for each year from 1983 to 1989. I explain on the records here why I don't do 80, 81, and 82, but just real quickly, it's just too hard. There's not enough cartoons out yet for the 80s to do those years. So it starts in 1983, goes to 1989. There's a bunch of rules that I outline in record, so you'll have to listen to that, mainly in the 1983 record. I won't do that as much in the subsequent episodes. If you want the dirt on how these lists were developed, you have to listen to the 1983 episode first.
All right, well, that's going to do it, and let the show begin. Yay!
All right, if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Hello, this is Just Another 80s Geek, and you are tuned in to the Geek Showcase, where we highlight all things geeky. Toys, trading cards, comics, books, action figures, cartoons, wrestling, whatever someone could be a geek about, that's what we highlight here on the Geek Showcase. And today we're continuing our series on the ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineup. So we've been working our way through the 1980s, starting with 1983, and working our way to 1989, where we have been giving a lineup for each year of 8 cartoons that aired during that year. We can only use a cartoon once, so once it's used, it can't be used again. And I also threw in some themes for each time slot. So we go 8 a.m. all the way through 11:30 a.m. with a different cartoon for each half hour slot. We've already done 1983 through 86, so today we are on 1987. So, without further ado, just a side note, if you want to know more about the rules and how this list came up with, go back to the first episode, 1983, and I'll lay it out a little bit more, but I don't want to waste anybody's time with that. So let's get right into the shows. We're going to start with 8 o'clock today for 1987, and our 8 o'clock time slot goes to a cartoon called Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse aired in the United States from 1982 to 1987. In the UK, it aired for the entire decade of the 80s, basically on into like 91, 92, etc. There was 89 total episodes for Danger Mouse. 76 of them aired in the United States in the 1980s. That means it's the 16th most in the decade. So the 16th most episodes for any cartoon that aired in the US in the 1980s. Obviously, it's a British animated series where it aired for, like I said, more than a decade, very well loved over there, created by Cosgrove Hall. Brian and Mark are their first names. They are the guys that did the 1989 animated BFG. They did the Wind in the Willows series from the 80s. They did some shows and specials around the character Naughty, Naughty's Toyland Adventure, some of you may remember. And along with Belle and Sebastian, Danger Mouse was the first animated series ever to air on Nickelodeon. So there's some trivia for you. The first animated series on Nickelodeon. Actually became the second most popular show on Nickelodeon behind the live-action series You Can't Do That on Television, which is a phenomenal show. I don't know if people these days would understand it, but it was great back in the day. So You Can't Do That on Television was number one. Danger Mouse was number two on the early days of Nickelodeon. In UK's Channel 4, they did 100 Greatest Kids TV show list. Danger Mouse came in third on that list behind The Muppet Show and Simpsons. Some other people that have put that on list, IGN did a top 100 animated series list where Danger Mouse came in 62nd, and they listed it as one of the first British shows to become popular in America, which is probably true. And Geekcast Radio Network did a top 100 animated series list, and Danger Mouse came in on 69th on that list. So a lot of presence on all these top lists of animated series. It's been nominated. It was nominated back in the time for a ton of awards, 11 BAFTAs and some other things. Terry Scott, David Jason, Edward Kelsey are your voice actors. David Jason plays the main role there. And it did spawn a spin-off series in the late 80s called Count Duckula. So a lot of people probably have heard of Count Duckula. That was a spin-off of Danger Mouse. And then Danger Mouse itself gets rebooted in 2015. It ran from 2015 to 2019. It was the highest rated show on CBBC, and it had over 100 episodes. Got nominated for a lot of different awards and things of that nature. So Danger Mouse has been pretty popular and pretty successful in all of its iterations. And what I appreciated most about Danger Mouse was how cleverly written it was, how there was a sense of some intelligence behind it. It wasn't just a throwaway action show. It wasn't, silly, like juvenile comedy. It was actually something that you could appreciate if you had a brain. So I really love Danger Mouse, and I think it definitely warrants a spot on one of these lists. So we found a spot here in 1987. And if you're remembering that each time slot has a theme, let's quickly go through what other shows aired at 8 o'clock so far. We had Superbook and Flying House. We had Get Along Gang, The Raccoons, The Mysterious Cities of Gold, and now Danger Mouse. So that might be tipping you off to what the theme is for the 8 o'clock hour, but Danger Mouse takes it for 1987. Let's move on to our second show of the day, which is going to be our 8:30 time slot, and we're going to go to a show entitled The Berenstain Bears. So, obviously the Berenstain Bears are probably more known for their children's book line, the book line written by Stan and Jan Berenstain, which, if you're a kid in America, you've probably read one of their books at least once or seen it in a library. I mean, my 2-year-old daughter has a whole shelf in her room of Berenstain Bear books. They're just great books. So probably most known for the books, but it did have this cartoon series as well. It actually had specials first. So they did one holiday special every year for 5 years before this actual cartoon series was put on air in 1985. And it aired on CBS. It was done by Hanna-Barbera Australia, and basically there was 52 episodes, but technically it depends on how you got to be careful with how people number their episodes, because there was only 26 half-hour episodes. There was 52 segments. So each half-hour episode was two segments, one of which would have been based on one of the books that they had out, and then the second segment was an original story done just for the animated series. So that's kind of interesting, one to kind of highlight one of the books and then one to kind of branch off on their own. Voice acting, some interesting roles here. We had Ruth Buzzy, obviously the Frank Welker, he's in everything. Brian Cummings, interesting. I believe he played the dad, the Papa Berenstain Bear. And he's the guy that did Dr. Mindbender in G.I. Joe. So a lot of people might know that. And then David Mendenhall, who did Brother, you might know him. He was Sylvester Stallone's son in the movie Over the Top. And for the geeks out there, he also provided the voice of Daniel Witwicky in Transformers. So David Mendenhall was Brother Bear. And then Christina Lang was Sister. There was a reboot of Berenstain Bears. You might not know this, but it did have a reboot in 2003. Ran for 40 episodes. Interesting to note, on the voice cast was Michael Cera. And the theme song for the reboot in 2003, the theme song was sung by Leanne Womack. So that's kind of some interesting star power behind that reboot in 2003. I actually don't think I've seen any episodes of the reboot. I'll have to check that out. So I can't speak to its quality, but I'm sure it lines up pretty well with the original as far as Berenstain Bears go. So Berenstain Bears takes our 8:30 time slot, joining the likes of Smurfs, Heathcliff, The Littles, and The Snorks. This is a trickier one. I don't know if people are going to get the theme for the 8:30 time slot, but so put your thinking caps on and maybe you can figure that out. We still have 2 more years to maybe give you some more information. All right, let's move on to our 9 o'clock time slot. Following the likes of Wuzzles and the Adventures of the Gummy Bears, this theme should be fairly obvious. Our 9 o'clock time slot in 1987 goes to none other than DuckTales. DuckTales ran from 1987 to 1989. 92 episodes total. Then there was a few that were in the 90s, so it actually had 100 total in the series, but 92 of them aired in the 80s. That makes it the 10th most for the decade, 10th most episodes for any cartoon that aired in the 80s. This was 18th on that IGN list that I referenced earlier, and it was actually 5th on the Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Animated Series, so a lot of love there. Obviously, we had the movie The Treasure of the Lost Lamp. Interesting to note with DuckTales, it's the first Disney cartoon produced for syndication, for weekday syndication, which obviously leads to the syndicated block, the Disney Afternoon, which we talked about last year's episode when we were talking about The Adventures of the Gummy Bears, which also kind of led into that Disney Afternoon. I think if you were trying to look at all the Disney animated shows that aired in the late 80s, early 90s, I feel like DuckTales has to be number one. Like, I know you got a lot of classic shows in there, but I feel like DuckTales is like one or at least 1A in that list. Another interesting thing, the guy who did the theme song, his name was Mark Mueller. He did the theme song for DuckTales. He also did the theme song for Rescue Rangers. And then he did the theme song for the reboot DuckTales, which we'll talk about in a second. The classic DuckTales had the voice talents of Alan Young, the queen of voice acting, June Foray, Russi Taylor, Chuck McCann, Terry McGovern, Frank Welker, again, obviously, Hal Smith, Peter Cullen, Tony Anselmo. Great voice cast in DuckTales. Multiple Emmy nominations for this show. It was just a very successful show. And there was a reboot done in just a few years back in 2017. I guess that's 5 years ago now. But reboot in 2017 had 69 episodes. I highly suggest people check it out if you're a DuckTales fan because the reboot is great. The look's going to be slightly different animation style-wise, but nothing that's like drastic, and I just think it's really well done. You get a lot of the classic characters that make reappearances and things of that nature in that reboot, so it's great fun. So our 9 o'clock time slot goes to DuckTales. Let's see what we have next. At our 9:30 time slot for 1987, we're going to go with maybe one that you wouldn't expect, but we're going to go with one called Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock is interesting because they had the live action or the, you know, the Muppet version, and then they had this animated version. This animated version only aired in 1987, and it only aired 13 episodes because it was a Saturday morning cartoon that aired on NBC. So a Saturday morning cartoon, if it lasted a full season, would get 13 episodes. And obviously, it's based off of the live action series of the same name that Jim Henson did. The only difference in the theme song was that they let the voice actors do the voices, but otherwise, the theme song's the same as the live action. Cash fears away, worries for another day. Dun, 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 dun. Down a Fraggle Rock. I probably got some of those words wrong just doing it off the cuff there. But this time we would hear the likes of Bob Bergen, Townsend Coleman, Barbara Goodson, Mona Marshall, Rob Paulsen, etc. So why did it only air one season? Why did it only get 13 episodes? Well, the only clue we have towards that is, according to Margaret Loesch, an unnamed head of children's programming at NBC chose not to renew it for a second season. Why? Because his daughter didn't like the show. So one of those situations where if you have the power and one of your kids doesn't like something or does like something, we've seen it happen both ways, got the axe here. Interesting, just like Nanny and Muppet Babies, the doc on Fraggle Rock only gets shown from the neck down. So one of those interesting things that you're always looking to try to see his whole body instead of just the legs. But Fraggle Rock here, I think it's a good representation of, I know we already had Muppet Babies, but just another good representation of how prevalent Jim Henson and his productions were in the 80s and things of that nature. And I think Fraggle Rock was its whole different thing. You separate itself from the likes of Sesame Street and the Muppet Babies and the Muppet Show, etc. But I think it warrants a spot here and it fits the theme, so we're going to put Fraggle Rock here at the 9:30 time slot. Moving on to our 10 o'clock time slot, this is going to be one that probably is the least well-known out of all of the ones that we're talking about today. This is going to follow in the footsteps of Dungeons & Dragons, Kid Video, Gem, and Galaxy High. We're going with Beverly Hills Teens. Not Beverly Hills 90210. This is Beverly Hills Teens. Yes, there was an animated show called Beverly Hills Teens in 1987, aired for 65 episodes, the standard syndicated, you know, weekday afternoon package, which makes it tied for 20th with a lot of other shows in the 80s. It's produced by Deke, developed by Jack Olesker, who's one of the main writers on The New Adventures of He-Man. That's not a good thing, but Michael Milani and Barry O'Brien. Barry O'Brien's the guy who created Hannah Montana, so that's kind of interesting. The executive producer was Andy Hayward, just like he was with most Deke shows. And the reason this one's interesting, besides the fact that it fits our theme for the 10 o'clock time slot, is it kind of also presents a shift or a different take on 80s shows. I don't know if they were successful with what they were trying to do, but here's some quotes here. Rich Colbert, he was the president of a thing called Access Syndicate, and he was very upset with the state of children's entertainment in the 80s, stating that, quote, children's programming these days is dominated by neo-militaristic boy toy animation. And he's talking about shows like Silverhawks, Thundercats, G.I. Joe, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, another quote here, where are the Tom and Jerry's, the Flintstones, the rich characters for children to nurture and develop and identify with? So they produced a show called Beverly Hills Teen. So I don't know if this was the right way to, I get the sentiment. I get like, let's do something that's not just the action militaristic, like fighting shows. And he's right. You know, we could have had some more Tom and Jerry's, Flintstones, Jetsons like shows. I don't know if Beverly Hills Teens was the way to go. I feel like somebody read the part where he said the rich characters and thought that he meant actually rich, like actually money, monetary rich, not like deep characters, layered characters. But I mean, Beverly Hills Teens is, it's literally like Beverly Hills 90210, make it animated and make it way more ridiculous is what you got with Beverly Hills Teens. But I think it is important because it also does, I guess, represent on our list here a phase that was going on in, or a movement that was going on in live action show with Beverly Hills 90210, where for the first time we were getting these soapy, you know, not soap operas, so to speak, but these soap teen drama driven series that had never been done before in the prime time, like Beverly Hills 90210, like Party of Five, like Dawson's Creek, etc., etc. You know, Gilmore Girls, it would go kind of spawn into a million different shows. But it's interesting because that was something that was definitely prevalent in the late 80s, early 90s. And I think Beverly Hills Teens, the cartoon, can somewhat represent that as well. So I like it here in our 10 o'clock time slot. Let's move on to 10:30, following in the footsteps of Strawberry Shortcake, Rainbow Bright, She-Ra, Princess of Power, and Pound Puppies. This theme should be obvious for everybody. We're going with the OG, My Little Pony. My Little Pony, My Little Pony. The OG, though. All right? This is the 1986 to 1987. It aired for 65 episodes, again, a standard syndicated series. Of course, it was based off of the toy line from Hasbro. And the cartoon was done by Sunbow, Marvel, and Hasbro, just like Transformers and G.I. Joe was. And it was aired in a couple different packages. Like, there was a standalone, like, just My Little Pony, and then they did, like, a thing called My Little Pony and Friends, which they gave it some friends. So there was different segments. So you would have the My Little Pony segments, and then you would have segments of shows called Glow Friends, which you might remember the toy Glow Friend, Moon Dreamers, and Potato Head Kids. There was also a movie called My Little Pony, the movie. Hasbro, Sunbow, and Marvel were doing this. They did the Transformers movie, they did G.I. Joe the movie, and then they did My Little Pony the movie. Obviously, My Little Pony the movie didn't do very well, but this cartoon basically debuts 3 months after. Has good voice cast. Bettina Bush, we talked about already when we talked about Rainbow Bright, Charlie Adler, Susan Blue, Nancy Cartwright, who's the voice of Bart Simpson, Katie Lee, Sherry Lynn, BJ Ward, etc. So a lot of female highlights there because of how many characters were female in the show. There were two previous specials that aired to Rescue at Midnight Castle and Escape from Katrina. They worked that into episodes of this series. So, and then obviously we got the reboot in 2010, which was My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. And to say that that show blew up would be an understatement. I mean, that was probably one of the most successful reboots of all time. Like, that fandom is immense and very passionate. It lasted for almost a whole decade. It's been followed up by a couple other series, Equestria Girls and Pony Life. So My Little Pony is definitely stayed in the zeitgeist. Like, it is in our culture. It is something that every child in America probably knows what My Little Pony was. And it started all the way back here in 1986, 1987. And that's why we give it our 10:30 time slot in 1987. Only two shows left for today, guys. Let's see what they are. The theme should be very obvious because so far in the other years, we've gotten G.I. Joe, He-Man, GoBots, Transformers, Voltron, Mass, Centurions, and Silverhawks. So the 11 and the 11:30 time slot are one in it. Our theme are one in of the same. We'll start with the 11 o'clock one, which is going to be a show called Visionaries. Visionaries may be one of the lesser known boys action cartoons of the 80s, similar to 1986's episode where we talked about Centurions. I kind of put these guys in tier three of boys action shows, but I think it's worthy. 1987 was the only year that this one aired, so it's the only way I could get this one in here. 13 episodes, another Sunbro, I keep wanting to say that, Sunbo Hasbro series. For the first time, there was no Marvel involvement. There was, interestingly enough, though, even though there was no Marvel involvement, there was a 6-issue comic series that kind of was printed at the same time. This series was created by Flint Dilley. There was a toy line produced after the series had ended as well. Toy lines were kind of known for those holograms that would change pictures and stuff like that, which was very cool, somewhat unique for the 80s toys, which there was a lot of action figures, so they had to find their way to kind of distinguish themselves. The only problem, I think, was the holograms were kind of expensive to produce, so that was a little problematic when it was deeming the success of that toy line. Interesting enough, in 2018, there was a IDW did a crossover comic miniseries with Visionaries and Transformers. If you're interested, check that out. The voice cast for Visionaries had the likes of Roscoe Lee Brown, Peter Cullen, Jim Cummings, Chris Latta, who most people know as Cobra Commander or Starscream, Neil Ross, etc. And the animation, interesting, was done by the same company that did season one of DuckTales, Rescue Rangers, Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, Batman the Animated Series, so a very well-off animation company. And it was actually the same company that Hayao Miyazaki worked at some point. So very interesting kind of tie-ins with Visionaries to the other things that would happen later. I think it's worthy of being mentioned here in the 80s, even if it's not one of the most well-known boys action cartoons. So it's going to take our 11 o'clock time slot, which means we only have one show left for today. 11:30. It's going to sound weird because we had Silverhawks last year, and it should be, people are going to say it should be in the other order, but in 1987, our 11:30 time slot goes to Thundercats. So I know Thundercats came first, so people will probably say, well, that should be there and this should be here, but Silverhawks only aired in 1986, so I had to put it there. Thundercats was 1985 to 1988, so I had some options, and it slotted best here in 1987. 130 episodes of Thundercats aired in the 1980s, which means it was the second most of the decade, tied technically for the second most in the decade. So there was Smurfs at the top that aired the most episodes in the decade, and then tied for second was He-Man and Thundercats with 130 episodes. So this was ranked 48th best on IGN's Top 100 Animated Series. It was ranked 31st on Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Animated Series, so a lot of love from those two groups. It's a Rankin Bass show, just like Silverhawks and Tiger Sharks. Everybody hold the phones here. Last episode, I accidentally said Tiger Hawks, and someone definitely wanted to let me know in the comments. Slip of the tongue, guys. Sorry. It's Silverhawks and Thundercats and Tiger Sharks. There. Hopefully that makes it right for everybody. Characters are created by Ted Wolf, head writer Leonard Starr. The typical Rankin Bass voice cast of Larry Kenney, Earl Hyman, Earl Hammond, Peter Newman, and Bob McFadden. There's a lot of famous outtakes from Thundercats and Silverhawks recording sessions of these guys kind of going bananas, making each other laugh, cussing, things like that. So if you're interested, I would definitely check out the outtakes. They're funny. Earl Hyman might be best known as the grandpa from The Cosby Show. And obviously Larry Kenney is Lion-O, so he's been known for that, as well as a bunch of other things. He did a lot of commercial work as well. There was a 2011 reboot. Unfortunately, it got canceled after one season. They said it wasn't kid-friendly enough. That series was great. It was, I think it was a Cartoon Network series. They're known for canceling stuff too soon. But the 2011 reboot was really good. It especially appealed to the older audience that grew up with it because it was a little bit more deep and complex and stuff like that, but I guess it just wasn't moving fast enough for the figureheads at the station, so it got the axe after one season. There was, and instead they decided to do another reboot called Thundercats Roar, which was an abomination of all things Thundercats, but it's out there. I guess if you want to watch that, go for it. I wouldn't suggest it. And obviously Thundercats had a ton of merchandise. They had, you know, the lunch boxes, they had the comics, they had the action figures, they had all kinds of stuff. So Thundercats was immensely popular throughout the mid to late 80s, probably right up until a time where another little show came along called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and kind of knocked it off of its pedestal. So Thundercats gets our 11:30 time slot. So that means for 1987, let's do the breakdown. We have Danger Mouse at our 8 o'clock time slot, Berenstain Bears at 8:30, DuckTales at 9, Fraggle Rock at 9:30, Beverly Hills Teens, followed by My Little Pony, and then we round up the year with Visionaries and Thundercats. So that is our lineup for 1987. We only have 2 years left, 1988 and 1989, so keep tuned for that. If you want to get updates and want to know when those episodes drop, easy, just subscribe to the channel, like it, pass the word along if you've liked this. We're going to do a lot of other stuff, not just the ultimate 80s cartoon list and not just opening baseball cards and basketball cards on the channel. We're going to get back into some toy reviews, back into some other geeky things. So I would appreciate you spreading the word, liking, subscribing, doing all that jazz, because we'll be back next time with more geeky things. This has been Just Another 80s Geek, and you have been watching The Geek Showcase. Thanks, guys.